Before I can mutter my line, Oscar Mancini raises his hand. Why the Indians call it the United Estates when there was no United Estates back then, Mrs. Brown? The class groans. Oscar is always asking questions. United Estates, United Estates. Somebody in the back row mimics. Lots of classmates snicker, even some Dominicans. I hate it when the American kids make fun of the way we speak English. That's a good question, Oscar, Mrs. Brown responds, casting a disapproving look around. She must have heard the whisper as well. It's called poetic license, something allowed in a story that isn't so in real life, like a metaphor or a simile.
Okay, are you keeping track of what's going on so far? Anita, the narrator, is at school in the Dominican Republic. Her cousin Carla is in her class. Some of the other kids are Dominican, like Anita and Carla, but some are American, and the teacher, Mrs. Brown, sounds like she's American, too. Remember how the introduction told us that Anita goes to an American school? A school set up for the children of United States government workers who live in the Dominican Republic. So that's why Anita has so many American classmates, and that's why their classes are taught in English instead of Spanish. Right now, the kids are practicing a play about the first Thanksgiving, but the American kids don't think it feels like Thanksgiving outdoors. That's because the Dominican Republic is an island in the Caribbean, and it's always pretty warm there. Also, everyone's laughing at this Dominican kid, Oscar, because of the way he pronounces United States. But the fact is, Oscar's right. The United States wasn't yet a country back in Pilgrim days, and it wasn't called the United States. Let's keep reading from the fourth paragraph on page 2, starting with, "Just then, the classroom door opens."
Just then, the classroom door opens. I catch a glimpse of our principal, and behind him, Carla's mother, Tia Laura, looking very nervous. But then, Tia Laura always looks nervous. Poppy likes to joke that if there were ever an Olympic event for worrying, the Dominican Republic would win with his sister on the team. But lately, Poppy looks pretty worried himself. When I ask questions, he replies with, "Children should be seen, not heard," instead of his usual, "Curiosity is a sign of intelligence." Mrs. Brown comes forward from the back of the room and stands talking to the principal for a minute before she follows him out into the hall, where Tia Laura is standing. The door closes. Usually when our teacher leaves the room, Charlie Price, the class clown, acts up. He does stuff like changing the hands on the clock so that Mrs. Brown will be all confused and let us out for recess early. Yesterday, he wrote "No homework tonight" in big block letters above the date on the board, Thursday, November 10th, 1960. Even Mrs. Brown thought that was pretty funny. But now the whole class waits quietly. The last time the principal came to our classroom, it was to tell Tomasito Morales that his